I come for the gossip.
My daily dose of Hollywood.
Pretty Malik gossip.
Peace out, home fries.
On Virgin Radio.
Well, she gives us the gossip knowledge here as well. Are we ready to hear Pretty Malik's gossip?
Of course.
Let's
my
go.
Favorite part. Okay, so in honor of International Stiff Person Syndrome Awareness Day this weekend, Celine Dion posted a rare Instagram update. We really do not see Celine Dion in the public eye anymore. She shared a photo with her sons and she wrote, "Trying to overcome this autoimmune disorder has been one of the hardest experiences of my life, but I remain determined to one day get back onto the stage and to live as normal of a life as possible." We love you, Celine.
Get well soon.
Can you imagine? I don't even want to think about it. Celine Dion, we love you.
Start just researching stiff person syndrome now.
It's so rare.
Yeah.
It's so rare that they don't even have a lot of research.
Muscle stiffness and painful spasms.
Yeah, so
come and go and worsen over time.
And her sister was saying at one point that she was having spasms where she couldn't really sing because of that.
Well, it gives you double vision and slurred speech.
So yeah, it was pretty difficult for her, but we're glad to see that she's doing okay.
Get well soon.
The sparks are flying between Bradley Cooper and Gigi Hadid. I still find this couple a little bit strange. Yeah. They attended a birthday dinner in New York City. The PDA was strong. He's 40, she's 28. I mean, they both have kids, so
is
I feel
he
like
40?
Yeah.
Oh, he's younger than me. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Nah.
Okay.
He looks older.
He looks older. Oh, he's more mature than me, but that's not hard. Anyway.
No, he looks older. But I'm just like, oh, I don't know. Are we okay with that, Gigi Hadid and Bradley Cooper?
Well, he was with Ronaldo's ex-girlfriend, right?
Yes.
Which one?
Are you talking about Bradley Cooper here?
Yes.
Arena Shayk.
Arena Shayk. They have a child together. I keep forgetting that Arena Shayk was with Ronaldo.
So, is she a lot younger like Gigi Hadid?
No, she's in her 30s.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, she's in her 30s. But, you know, Gigi Hadid is a mom too, and I think maybe they bond over that situation. But also
40.
Bradley... No, it's 40's too old.
I can't imagine
what's that face for?
I can't imagine myself with someone who's 35, let alone 40.
She's, you know.
Sorry to all the 40-year-old listeners listening right now.
It's not old. I never
How
said
old are you again?
I'm 26, but I never said 40's old, but to date 40's, nah. Nah.
I don't think Basma agrees with that.
Well, Basma's engaged to a 28-year-old, so she can't comment anymore. She's not allowed.
Not allowed to comment.
She's not allowed to comment anymore. Okay, Taylor Swift, Nala, you'll be happy about this, has become the first female artist in Spotify history to have 10 solo songs with over 1 billion streams each, and that is all done by Nala. Queen!
And my kids, yeah.
Yeah. All done collectively in this room, 1 billion streams. So congratulations to her.
Well done, Taylor.
And finally, who is the entertainer of the year? What I think one name that has been on everyone's mind recently has been Usher. So at the NAACP Awards this weekend, he went home with the Entertainer of the Year and the President's Award, and he dedicated both honors to his mom.
And when we first started, it was even harder for a mother to believe in the dreams that I had, being raised without a father. It was a lot, but she was more defined. If anyone deserves it more than anybody, it's her. The tenacity that it took to look within a male-dominant industry and believe in your son unwaveringly, and no matter how hard those boardrooms may have been, she didn't have the experience. Because of that, I have this moment. So first and foremost, Mom, I want you to know how much I really love, appreciate, honor, recognize, appreciate you.
Aw.
Well, there he is, Usher.
Isn't that nice?
Dedicating it to his mom.
Hey, just a reminder, it's Mother's Day in the UAE on Thursday.
Yes.
Get your gifts
is
for
it?
Your moms.
Yes.
Yes.
Ah.
Just a reminder.
I know. It's confusing, though, because we just celebrated on Mother's Day in the UK.
For UK and for the States, our Mother's Day is not till May.
Well, it should be Mother's Day every day.
Every day.
Oh, cringe. Hit us with your tag, pretty.
Peace out, home fries.